Hi, I'm Lewis.
And I'm Z.
Welcome to the I Second That podcast, where we will help you find interesting topics of conversation, which will help you gauge new people. So, if you're starting a new job, going to a new school, or you just want to make some new friends, this is a place to find those conversation starters that can really help people click.
And if you're maybe isolating or you're just working from home, you kind of want to interact with people, but you don't really want to put the effort in, we're here to keep you company.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back. Happy Thursday once again. This is episode 4 of the I Second That podcast. We're still on the travel theme at the moment. This time,
that's crazy. How is this already the 4th episode? That's so weird. But yes,
it's a month.
We are
it's
still
been
talking
a month.
About travel. I know. Oh my
since
gosh,
since we first started, 1 month anniversary of the I Second That podcast. Someone pop some champagne for us. Appreciate it.
Congratulations to us, and congratulations to those of you who are still listening to us. Thank you.
Yes, thank you very much. Really appreciate everyone who listens. If you want to find out like exactly what we'll be talking about and, you know, interact with us a bit more, Z's been putting a lot of work into our social media on Instagram and Facebook. So you can find those through our website. And also if you just search I Second That podcast on Instagram and Facebook and Twitter, then you'll find us on there. Keep up to date with everything that we're doing. And like I said, have a look on our website. And anyone who listens as well, we've got our links to our website on our social medias. If you go on there, and at the top of the page, there should be a little review button for Podchaser. It really, really helps if you go on there and just leave us a review. You don't even need to put anything, just like leave a review. And yeah, that would be lovely if you could do that.
That would be so great. Yes, yeah. Please.
We don't ask much, but if you could do that, that'd be brilliant. And one of our main supporters who's been listening a lot so far, if you'd like to introduce Izzy and just, you know, say hi to her. So,
a very good friend of mine from Singapore. So she was based in Cebu, but is now living and working in Singapore. Lani, hi. Thank you so much for always really legit, for reals, waiting for the podcast episodes to drop every single week. I think she's usually like one of the first few people to listen to the podcast every time it drops. So Lani, thank you so much. We love you.
It's amazing.
And we cannot wait to visit you in Singapore once all of this blows over.
Oh, Singapore's like almost top of the list. So yes. Yeah, speaking of visiting Singapore and the list, so we're going to continue with a similar thing. I kind of like the flow that we've got at the moment between our episodes. Okay. We're going to be talking, like I said, we're going to be talking about the places that we want to visit. So number one on the list, it's not in order of like preference, it's just things that popped into my head, is Spain in general. But the place, I've got a couple of places in particular. The first place is Barcelona. I know some of these are going to sound a bit stereotypical, but they're stereotypical for a reason. These are amazing places. So a couple of the main places I want to go to in Barcelona, they've got a really big like National Art Gallery there with loads of obviously famous historical paintings. Well, yeah, it's Barcelona. It's a massive city. But one of the main ones is the Picasso Museum.
Okay. Yeah, I get you.
How good does that sound? And obviously, like, so you've got, like, the really big city with all these museums and artifacts and art galleries and all that sort of stuff. And they've got the massive cathedral there as well, which is absolutely stunning.
Oh, my gosh, yes.
Yeah. Get some amazing pictures of that. But it's also on the coast, so you can go to the beach as well. So it's like the best of everything. So you can chill out on the beach. It's obviously really warm because it's kind of south. It's further south than me anyway, so it's warmer than where I am. And like I said, you get the beach and you get the city. Where else do you want to go to in Spain, Z? Or did you just say you just want to go to Spain, like in general?
Spain in general, because I haven't bothered to like really Google Spain or like research so much about Spain. So, because typically if I'm traveling, if I'm 100% set on a place that I want to go to, that's when I start looking up like things that I want to do there and all of that. But I haven't really officially decided to go to Spain yet, but you're giving me a lot of ideas. So I'm just probably going to copy off of your list.
I'm the official travel guide of Spain for Z, even though I only went to like one place. I have lived there. Oh, I remember the place that I went to when I was talking about my story last time. It's called Girona. Mm-hmm. That's the place that's near Barcelona as well, with the big like the big walls and the university inside of like the city wall type thing. So I remembered that. I was going to say as well, if you do want to go to Spain and say like you are seriously planning it, one of the best things that I've seen for like to get inspiration are actually like cooking shows. So there's Rick Stein. He's like a very famous cook, and he's got like his own show. It's quite old now, but he goes like all around Spain and going to all these like amazing places. And it's obviously not touristy as well, because he's trying to find the cultural heritage and the cultural cuisine. There we go. That's the word I was looking for Spain. So that's a good like show to watch if you're planning on traveling around Spain and you don't want something too touristy. But I'm going to kind of go on to the opposite of that now and talk about Madrid as well, obviously, because they've got the Royal Palace there, which is because it's the capital, and it's an absolutely stunning building. It's massive, and I mean, like, we don't really have anything that amazing in the UK, considering we're a pretty old country. But I feel like we've been invaded other people so many times that we've just got like, we've got no style.
I'm pretty sure there's a lot of cool stuff in the UK. So.
Yeah, there's a lot of nice places to visit, but most of them are like natural parks. There's not really, we don't really have that kind of fantastic architecture like there. But they've also got the, it's called the Buen Retiro Park, which is like, it's kind of just like a really big natural park in the city, but you can see all of the city from there. So all the really lovely Spanish buildings and alleyways and streets. It's big enough for you, so that even if you're in the middle of Madrid, you can still go there and chill out. I think I actually know someone who lives in Madrid, actually. I think it's Madrid. Why does she live in Rome? Shit. No, she's Italian.
Oh, okay.
Ignore that.
Not the same place anymore.
No, not the same place. But a little bit, it still counts as Madrid, but it's not in the city centre. Let me see if I can say this right. The Sierra de Guadarrama National Park. So it's basically just a really nice national park. It kind of reminds me of Tuscany. Because it's just like a really big natural valley with lovely rolling hills just outside the city. Again, it's kind of like the best of both worlds between visiting like a big city with all like loads of cultural heritage and history, and also a nice place to relax at the same time. So you can do both while you're there.
I'm also super excited to just try all of the food and all of the booze.
Oh, yeah. So, continuing on the European theme, I'm going to go from Spain, the next place on my list, which means he would... Well, I've been a couple of times before, but he's not been before, is Paris.
Yes.
Which is... I mean, I've not been to that many places, but this is my favorite place in the whole world. I just absolutely love it. Just the people, the language, the food, even just like the streets and the general buildings just have a really, I don't know, it's just like the feeling of the whole place is just amazing. But as well as the city being amazing, there's obviously lots of great places to visit. So, because it's such a big city, because there's so many people there, and because it's so famous, it seems like everything about there is kind of better. So there's a lot of cocktail bars and clubs and jazz bars and places like that that you can visit that are just so much better than over here and like most bars that you would go to. There's always just something a bit weird and different about them. So I missed a lot of them last time I went, so I'd love to go to those sorts of places.
That actually sounds like a lot of fun. Like, I like going to the touristy places, but it's also nice to just kind of get lost in the city a little bit and just see all of these like hole-in-the-wall places that you don't see on Facebook or Instagram. And because they're not as popular to tourists, it's not as crowded. There are fewer people, so it's much easier for you to just chill.
Yeah, exactly. And what was I gonna say? Fuck my brain. Yeah, so you can visit all the touristy places at night. No, all the tourist. Fuck me. Why have I just had a brain fart? So you can go to the touristy places during the day, but then at night, go to all these little pubs and bars that are still like quite famous, but you won't really find unless you're actually planning on going there and you've done your research. So a couple of the touristy places, obviously Le Louvre, which is it's ridiculously nice because I can't actually remember exactly what's in there. Because it's like an art gallery. Oh no, it's a museum. I thought it was a museum, but I'm sure they've got like artwork in there as well. Okay, no, it's a museum.
it's mostly art, yeah.
Yeah.
But it's a museum that has like all kinds of art pieces.
Mm-hmm. So Louvre is an amazing place to go. Well, we only went round for like an hour the first time I went. And it's somewhere where you can spend like literally all day because it's massive and it's all underground as well. Like,
but isn't the line like ridiculously long? That's what I've been told by friends of mine who have been there.
The line to get in can be long, but inside it's quite like a big building. So it doesn't feel too crowded, if you know what I mean. I mean, obviously it's busy because it's one of the most famous and popular museums in the world, but.
Right.
It's still, because it's so big, you can still go around and you can still see anything. But I think that's why it's kind of like an all-day place to go to. Rather than you just like, you can't just pop in, if you know what I mean.
Okay, that makes sense.
And another, obviously, one of the other touristy kind of places is obviously Notre Dame. But there's also all the other cathedrals in Paris.
Yes. Oh my gosh, yes.
Basilicas. Because... Yeah, Notre Dame is probably the most famous one, but there's loads. There's like seven or eight different basilicas and cathedrals and be like massive church buildings that are just open to the public, and you can go in, you can take pictures and visit those sorts of places. And I'm not religious myself, but I can just appreciate just the design of the whole place. And you go in and it just feels mad that you're in a building that this detailed, because it's the buildings are huge. The amount of detail that goes into them is crazy. I mean, I can't imagine how long it must take to build something like that and design something like that.
Right, and in that time, in that era, where it's like, how even? I mean,
because it's not like
technology was very limited.
Yeah, it's not like they had big bulldozers and like massive cranes and cherry pickers to go up and get people to like carve the building, or like big industrial cement machines that can make
these
things like in a mold. It's like a lot of this was done by hand by like hundreds of people.
And just like the history behind all of these places.
Yeah. So there's loads of them to visit in Paris. There's a couple of little, I'll say the last touristy place and some other less touristy places, which I actually prefer, even though, I mean, obviously the places that are most famous are still obviously amazing. There's a reason why everyone wants to visit there.
But right.
The ones that are still quite iconic, but less people know about, better because you can enjoy it more and you can take it in more because it's not full of like hundreds of people around you.
Mm-hmm.
So the last place is the, I'm gonna have to try and say this as well. I hope the French people don't hate me. The
good luck.
Parc des Beaux Chamois.
The what?
The Parc des Beaux Chamois, which is it's like a big palace, another big palace building. It's mm-hmm. not in Paris centre itself. I think it's like a mile or two outside of the city. But it's like a palace building, massive palace building that you can go in and walk around. And like really big gardens as well, like palace gardens with, you know, the nice like cream gravel paths and all. Like if you look at it from above, it looked really intricate and detailed because they've got all like specific flowers and plants in the right place, and it's all cut in a very specific way and all trimmed in a certain way. So like the whole garden looks like a piece of art.
Nice.
So that's another nice place where you can chill out. I didn't get to go there last time either, but that's like, I really, really wanted to go there because it looks amazing, especially during the summer as well. It's not somewhere I would recommend when it's raining.
I can only imagine like how incredible the photos would be. Like if you had proper time to go there, do the things you want to do, and take the time to really take photos as well. I think that's going to take time, of course, because typically when you go somewhere new, the first thing you want to do is just appreciate everything that you're seeing and experiencing. Yeah. I mean, considering you're seeing everything for the first time, it's like, wow, yes, let me just stare at this like one piece of thing here and just like appreciate how gorgeous and perfect that is. And then once you've, you know, kind of just like taken all of that in, it's like, okay, wait, no, I need to take a photo from this angle and then another photo from another angle.
Yeah, you don't just want to go there, see it and treat it as like a chore or like a task. You want to actually experience it properly. Like I would love to spend like at least 2-3 weeks in Paris. Just so you can go around and visit places that like, don't take your phone, don't take your camera, just appreciate it, look around, and then go back to all the places and take pictures of it all. But I can just imagine like that park with a sunset would just be something else.
That would be like an award-winning photo or something.
Do you know what I mean? There's another place that's very, that's not really, like I said, not really as touristy, but mm-hmm. would be like next level photography is La Petite, how do you say this? I'm going to have to find out how to say this. I'm just going to say it. Saint-Touge? I don't fucking know. It's basically a abandoned railway that circles the city.
Ooh, I think I've read about that.
Yeah, and you can go around and you can walk on it.
Oh my gosh.
And there's some places that you can't walk on just because it's like unsafe or whatever. But there's quite a lot of it where you can just like walk on the abandoned railways that are all like overgrown and look like over the top of the buildings around the city and stuff.
Oh my gosh. Imagine like filming a movie there or like just a short video or something.
It'd be a good place for like a post-apocalyptic type thing. It's very suitable mm-hmm. for today's times, it seems.
I was thinking something along the lines of fairy tales, not necessarily anything post-apocalyptic, but okay, that works too.
Minds are in different places at the moment.
As for now, yes, but typically we were in sync, but you know.
But yeah, it could work for both, to be honest, because it is, yeah, it seems quite fantasy-like.
Yes.
It's not something you would ever see, like, day-to-day. It is pretty crazy. And something a little bit less natural, a bit more morbid in these mm-hmm. sorts in Paris are, of course, the catacombs.
Yes.
So I'm sure a lot of people know what this is, but it's basically a place underground, like underneath the city, where they buried like thousands and thousands of people. It's where they used to bury people. And they used to keep like the skulls and the skeletons like in the walls. So obviously they have like, because it's underground, it's most of the tunnels and stuff are quite like naturally built, maybe reinforced, but like all on the outside of it, it's just like thousands and thousands of skulls.
That would be like really interesting to see. At the same time, creepy. So I think it would be beautiful or scary depending on who you go there with. So if you go there with, let's say if you go with a photographer like Lewis, then, you know, like he can probably talk about, oh, this would make like a really good photo for this and that. But if I go with a friend of mine who I know is afraid of a lot of things and then start saying, oh my God, what if this bone belonged to a person who did this and did that? Then of course I'm also going to get freaked out. So do you get what I mean?
What if this is like the remains of a serial killer?
Right? It's like, so you also kind of have to be just a little bit picky with the people you travel with. Mm. It depends on, right, like the mood that you're going for, I guess.
I've never been myself, because you'd have to go like really, really early to get, if you didn't want to wait for ages, because like I said in the last episode, I just went past it when I was planning on going, and the line is literally like a mile long, because it's not like the Louvre, where it was built to be a museum or built to be a tourist attraction. It was literally built to hold the remains of people. There's over 6 million bodies in there.
I did not know that.
6 million.
Six bodies. Million.
Yeah. And most of them are like open. You can see them. Mm. So yeah, it's not like you can hold that many people underneath there, because it's quite cramped, it's quite small. And I'm guessing because of that, because it is quite a morbid place, I bet like if you were a tour guide taking people down there, you're going to freak people out on purpose, aren't you?
I would definitely do that if I was the tour guide.
Do you know what I mean?
Well, I would 100% do that if I was a tour guide,
yes. You're obviously going to do that. So yeah, if you were a tour guide, then you would definitely freak people out in the catacombs, wouldn't you?
I would definitely do that. Oh my gosh, especially during Halloween. Halloween is my jam. Halloween is like forever my thing.
It's pretty spooky. That'd be the perfect place to go to on Halloween. I would be freaked out. Have you seen As Above, So Below?
I don't think so. I've heard of it though.
Oh, you need to watch that. That is, it's basically a film that's based inside of the catacombs.
Okay, I'm definitely watching it then.
Freaky.
You also have to watch, okay, so this is going to sound like a little bit more, I wouldn't want to say childish, but okay, a little bit more childish. But you have to watch The Nightmare Before Christmas, okay, because Jack Skellington is the bomb. He is the Pumpkin King, and you have to watch that before Halloween this year. Okay. This year, Lewis.
Okay, I'll watch The Nightmare Before Christmas.
You can watch it with your sister.
Even though it's super Tumblr, I'll watch it.
You're going to watch it because we are friends.
That's just, I feel like that's blackmail, but okay. Going on from the spooky theme as well in Paris, something else a little bit morbid, but still absolutely stunning. And also less touristy are the cemeteries. So, So before I went, I did a bit of research, like non-touristy places to visit, just so it wasn't like too busy or whatever. Mm-hmm. And one of the places that's like highly recommended are the cemeteries. I know it's a bit weird because, you know, I wouldn't go to a cemetery in Bolton and just be like, oh yeah, it's dead people.
Right.
But like, they're all like kind of overgrown, and a lot of the, it's built like kind of like a garden.
Uh-huh.
So it's not like really open, and you can like walk around and see all these crazily designed graves and lots of historic figures there. And yeah, apparently it's just like something to experience.
That actually sounds pretty nice. But like what I imagined when you said, oh, you should go visit the cemetery. The first image that popped into my head was that scene from Harry Potter. where Harry and Cedric just popped into a
cemetery.
Yeah, you're
not going to get attacked by Voldemort and his dad. The graves don't come
so
to
that's
life.
What I was thinking. I was like, is this something I want to do, or...
I think at night, it's probably going to feel like that. But during the day, it's actually, it's morbid but pretty, if that makes sense.
So also very Tumblr.
Yeah. Yeah. But not as Tumblr
but
as
it's pretty.
Nightmare Before Christmas.
You're going to like it. You're going to like it. Trust me, you will like it.
I think I'm going to like it. I'm going to have to like it.
That's a threat now.
God.
But yeah, I think Paris would be like a really fun place to go to because again, you have the really pretty touristy places and all of the non-touristy places but are still really gorgeous.
Is there anywhere there you'd like to visit specifically?
You know what? No. Really just I would like to go there and number one, try the food.
Mm-hmm.
So as a kid, I used to want to go to Paris and, you know, like go shopping and all of that stuff.
Yeah.
And then I grew up. don't get me wrong. If I had the budget. So when we win the lottery, I will still 100% go to Paris to shop. But I would also just visit every single museum that I can find. Just every single museum is on my bucket list. That's pretty much that. Like
there are
I
stunning places to go to.
Oh
obviously
my gosh.
Le Rangere with Claude Monet. You've got to see the water lilies.
Oh my god. Are they gonna let me in if I cry?
As long as you don't cry on the paintings, I think you'll be fine. As long as you don't do like a SpongeBob and just like fill the room with tears.
Oh my gosh.
Which I could imagine you doing quite easily.
Yeah,
to be
I
honest.
Could probably. So I have to go there dehydrated then.
Yeah, but then you might
passes
pass out.
Just passes out in amazement. And then I wake up and the place is closed. You're going to be like, oh yeah, I went inside. It was pretty cool. And I'm like, But yeah, every single museum, that's my thing now. Like I would love to see just all of the museums and the churches
you
and
would
just
have
historical
to,
sites.
I think you would have to win the lottery though to go shopping though. To go shopping around now.
I know. So we'll skip the shopping. Let me just see all of the pretty things because I'm surprisingly not as excited to shop for things unless it's like art stuff.
Mm.
So if it's clothes, it's like, yeah, yay, that's nice. But I would much rather buy this, you know, set of acrylic paint or, ooh, let me buy that canvas.
I bet
stuff
there's
like
lots
that.
Of good places like that in Paris.
Oh my gosh. I need to win the lottery first.
Artistically inclined city, obviously.
I bet.
They're known for the style and the famous artists. So yeah, I would that would be cool. I bet there's loads of good places to see that sort of thing. But I'd love to go shopping in Paris. I'd love to have enough money to do that and just go to all the designer places. And even like I bet there's loads of like local or like startup designers over there as well that do some
mm-hmm.
amazing clothes.
I would still definitely go to all of the shops and like look at things because I love just looking at things, but
you'd have to bring like five suitcases.
No, I'm just gonna buy like art stuff, I think.
Yeah, I think that's allowed.
Oh, and souvenirs, of course.
Well, yeah, there's gonna be, oh my god, there's so many souvenir shops, like a ridiculous amount. It's like every other shop is somewhere where you can buy like little trinkets and stuff. And some of them are actually pretty good. It's not just like the cheap rubbish you can get.
Because I was thinking, okay, typically when someone says like souvenirs or in Filipino we call it pasalubong, I'd automatically think, oh, a fridge magnet. And I'm like,
yeah, I was thinking
fridge
that.
Magnet. I mean,
fridge
magnets are cool, right? But there are like other things that are better.
Oh yeah, I got loads of crazy things for like my parents when I went over there. I got
what
like,
did you get?
I got like a license plate, but it wasn't really a license plate.
Mm-hmm.
So it was designed like one, but it said
like a novelty.
Yeah, but it just said like Paris on it, and it was like a wall. It was just like something to put on your wall.
Mm-hmm.
And they've got like some like crazy pottery and like glass sculptures, and it's just, like I said, everything about Paris is just different and better, it feels like.
Paris just seems very dreamlike, you know?
Yeah.
I think it's all of the movies and the TV shows and social media in general.
But that exactly how it looks, it's not quite as pretty as it looks on TV, but that's kind of part of it. That's part of the enjoyment of the whole place, that it's still rustic and everyone there is still quite down to earth and just like normal people. But they're all cool because most of them, well, they live in Paris. Everyone who lives in Paris has got to be cool. Come on.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I get you.
But like I watched, what was it? It was a trailer for some shitty Netflix film that's just come out, and it's about this woman like living in Paris. It's like, oh, this woman, she's single in Paris. What's she going to do? And they've made it look proper dainty and... like everything looks airbrushed and everything's all bright and colourful and really clean, and it's not like that. I'm like, Paris isn't like that. I know I sound like a snob and like I'm some expert, but I'm not. But it just pisses me off, man. Paris isn't like that. You just don't get it, guys. Don't get it.
No, but like, I get what you mean, because I mean, on TV, it has to look a certain way depending on like the theme of the show. So obviously if it's a romantic movie, then they're gonna make the whole thing look ridiculously romantic.
Yeah, it is. That it is kind of like a teenage romance type film, so they've made it all they've Instagrammed it, it looks like.
I get what you mean.
It's like they just stuck a Snapchat filter on it or something. I made it look prettier than it actually is.
But still, Paris is Paris, and we are going to go there.
Exactly. But I think that that concludes this episode, part one of places where we'd like to visit. A lot of places in there. I know we've not really gone into much detail, but hopefully...
If we go into a lot of detail, this is never going to end.
It's going to be. It's going to take you a week to listen to the whole episode if we do it like that.
Exactly. So these are kind of like the highlights for part one, and part two will follow in a little bit.
But yeah, that's the end of part one.
That is where it for now.
To travel. Hopefully, this has given people some ideas to where they like to visit as well. Maybe some of these places have already been on the list and it's given them a bit more inspiration. But like I said, let us know on social media, send us a message, add us to your stories and give us a tag. Let us know what you think.
And if the places that we've mentioned are places that you've already been to and you have recommendations, message us, let us know, and we can add that to our list as well.
Exactly. Yeah, send us pictures. We love pictures.
We do. Actually, we do. All right. So thank you so much again for taking the time to listen to us. We hope that we've kept you pretty good company.
Yeah. Hope the rest of your week goes swimmingly. And we will see you next Thursday.
Bye.
Bye, everyone.